With a smile on his face, former U.S. President Bill Clinton left the hospital, expressing gratitude to well-wishers.
Guys, thank you very much.
All better.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Clinton only spent a night at this New York City hospital. He was admitted Thursday after experiencing episodes of discomfort in his chest. Dr. Alan Schwartz helped to diagnose the blockage in one of Mr. Clinton's arteries.
On the basis of his symptoms, which were occurring at rest, it was decided to admit him to the hospital and perform angiography. His initial tests, electrocardiogram and blood tests, showed no evidence of heart attack.
Doctors placed two stents in one of Mr. Clinton's coronary arteries. They said the procedure went smoothly and Mr. Clinton was walking within hours of the procedure. Steve Barnes is an advisor to Mr. Clinton.
He's in great spirits and on his way to a speedy recovery.
In 2004, Mr. Clinton underwent quadruple bypass surgery to open four blocked arteries. Since his early days as a presidential nominee, Mr. Clinton was known for his love of fast food. He once took reporters on a jog to McDonald's. Since his bypass surgery, Mr. Clinton, now 63, has changed his diet. He has also been exercising regularly. Mr. Clinton now serves as a special UN ambassador to Haiti, and in recent weeks, friends say he has kept a grueling schedule. He has been working in the earthquake-devastated country on relief and recovery efforts.
So I told him he could be back in the office on Monday.
The White House says Mr. Clinton's work in rebuilding Haiti is too important for him to be out of work for too long. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.